DK from Phoenix, Arizona asked the following question. My sister has become Orthodox. I want to be able to understand why she does all the seemingly strange stuff she does. One big question I have, which she hasn't been able to explain to me, is why it's so important to keep the Shabbos the way she does. It's supposed to be a day of rest and relax. And instead of having fun, she's cooped up in the house all day with so many children who can't do this and can't do that. Why do they seem so uptight about everything, and is this normal? Thank you very much for your time. Okay, I can't explain all of the practices of Judaism on one foot. However, I can give you a brief overview of what Judaism's view of life is and what life is all about. We believe that God created this world for a purpose, and therefore that life is important and purposeful, and is a preparation for eternal life after this world. The world is comprised of both physical and spiritual components, and how one conducts himself in this world affects his spirituality and has his eternal status in his eternal reward. It's interesting that Shabbos teaches us, firstly, that God created the world, and it's His world, and by being prohibited from doing certain creative activities on Shabbos, we testify to the fact that it's God's world. Person works in this world, God gave us tremendous power in this world. And we can accomplish and actually use the world that God created to develop the world and perfect the world. The people lose sight of that and they begin to think that they're the creators. They can do whatever they want. So one day God closes the factory and tells us that there are certain things that we are not allowed to do, to remind us that we are not the creators. We are created beings who were given a framework within which to function. Shabbos also teaches us that the 6 days of that physical creation and perfection are not the goal, but the means to reach a goal. And the goal is the Shabbos, which is a spiritual day. It is not just a day of rest and relaxation and fun, but rather a day that we affirm that God created the world, that He created for a purpose, and the purpose is not, the goal is not the physical, but the ultimate goal is eternal and spiritual. And therefore, to be very careful about what one does on Shabbos based on the dictates of the Torah that was transmitted by God is an extremely important thing and has eternal universal implications. You can understand why one who desecrates the Shabbos is severely punished by the Torah. Another idea is when you buy an automobile, so you get an owner's manual that is prepared by the manufacturer of how to use that automobile properly. And even though you have free choice to decide whatever you want to do with the automobile, you can put sugar in your gas tank or water, but since it was designed by the automobile company, you are bound to use it the way they designed if you want it to function. God is the designer of the world, and He gave us the owner's manual to the world called the Torah. We have free choice to ignore that owner's manual, but if we want to function properly, if we don't want our motor to burn out, if we want to be able to live in this world the proper way so we will achieve eternal existence, then we have to follow the dictates of the designer and follow the dictates that He gave us in the owner's manual for using ourselves and the world properly.